Chapter 10. As a graduation exercise, we were unceremoniously stuffed into a ship, Earth's Hope, the same one we rode to Charon, and bundled off to Stargate at a little more than 1G. The trip seemed endless, about 6 months subjective time, and boring, but not as hard on the carcass as going to Charon had been. Captain Stott made us review our training orally, day by day, and we did exercises every day until we were worn to a collective frazzle. Stargate 1 was like Charon's dark side, only more so. The base on Stargate 1 was smaller than Miami base, only a little bigger than the one we constructed on Darkside, and we were due to lay over a week to help expand the facilities. The crew there was very glad to see us, especially the two females, who looked a little worn around the edges. We all crowded into the small dining hall, where Sub-Major Williamson, the man in charge of Stargate 1, gave us some disconcerting news.
"Everybody get comfortable. Get off the tables, though. There's plenty of floor. I have some idea of what you just went through, training on Charon. I won't say it's all been wasted, but where you're headed, things will be quite different. Warmer."
He paused to let that soak in.
"Aelif Arigi, the first collapsar ever detected, revolves around the normal star Epsilon Arigi in a 27-year orbit. The enemy has a base of operations, not on a regular portal planet of Aelif, but on a planet in orbit around Epsilon. We don't know much about the planet, just that it goes around Epsilon once every 745 days, is about three-fourths the size of Earth, and has an albedo of 0.8, meaning it's probably covered with clouds. We can't say precisely how hot it will be, but judging from its distance from Epsilon, it's probably rather hotter than Earth. Of course, we don't know whether you'll be working, fighting on light side or dark side, equator or poles. It's highly unlikely that the atmosphere will be breathable. At any rate, you'll stay inside your suits. Now, you know exactly as much about where you're going as I do. Questions?"
"Sir?" Stein drawled.
"Now we know where we're going. Anybody know what we're going to do when we get there?"